I don't care what anybody says. If he likes Instagram models' photos, if he follows them, even if he doesn't like them, but he follows them, he's a loser. No matter which way you slice it, he's a freaking loser.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, ladies, can I buy you a drink? You know?
Sure.
What are you drinking?
I'm going to have 2 margaritas, a beer, and a gin and tonic.
A Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, a Long Island iced tea.
And I'm like, okay, excuse me. Can I get a beer, 2 Long Island iced teas, 3 margaritas, a Bud Light, and what do you want?
Oh, I'll take a 6-pack of Heineken, and I'll also take 2 margaritas, a Long Island, and a sex on the nipple.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Dinosaur Bones, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. A little late on the post there. If you're watching this on the YouTube, you're probably like, where did they go? You know the craziest thing happened, and I'll explain. And again, my use of the word craziest, you cannot, not everything can be the craziest, not everything can be the best, but there you go. That's just Brian. That's just me.
It's close.
We recorded the last episode that we broadcast on the RSS feed was the episode regarding my 6 naked days in Dublin where I watched the Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction, yes.
For 6 days in a row on Irish public television in the middle of the afternoon on snow days, nonetheless, when the kids were not in school. So we recorded this entire episode. Do you know what? The video did not record.
Oh.
The video did not record. So I guess in some sense, we're giving Morgan a break because all she was going to have to do is go put, you know, black sensor boxes all over the tits and ass.
Exactly.
But in another sense, I wish we had recorded it so that people could see it out there in the wild.
They'll
it would not have gotten
seen
by anybody. YouTube would have fucking squashed that algorithm immediately. But someday we'll have to re-record that episode for our 5th time and show you the actual tits and ass that were going on.
Yeah, because we had already recorded it once. And then now we recorded it again. Yes.
But all that came up on the video was a black box. So I'm not really sure why that happened, but it's like that time we tried to do the, what were we doing? The Scientology.
Oh,
we did
right.
3 episodes of Scientology and the audio was unusable. Never since, and never before and never since has that happened. But those 3 specific episodes, the audio was absolutely unusable. And I can't explain why. I have no idea. I can only imagine.
Aliens.
I can only imagine that David Miscavige. I can only imagine that David Miscavige is keeping us under.
Oh, yeah.
You know, under lock and key, under his thumb, because that's what they do. Scientologists will literally follow each other around to tattle on each other. That's what they encourage. They encourage you to tattle on other people if you did something wrong.
What is it called? Tapping or auditing?
Yeah. Auditing.
Auditing.
Yeah, auditing. Auditing. You make it sound miserable. There's nothing fun about that. Name anybody who's ever gotten audited that liked it, that appreciated that. Auditing is the worst name you could give to it. Give it like, you know, a cursory review of your shitty behavior. Like, I would rather do that. What kind of asshole were you today? That's what I would appreciate. But auditing is just bad. I'm not going to walk in there and get audited, though I did go to a Scientology location here in Atlanta one time. And as soon as I knew what the real deal was, like as soon as I saw that box with the auditing or whatever they were trying to tell me that was about to go on, I fled. I went to the bathroom and I ran. I head for the hills. My friend stayed and did it, and I stood outside smoking cigarettes. And I was approached by no less than 4 people to try and convince me to get back inside.
Did your friend like it?
He did like it, and he stuck with it, I think, for a good month. Until he was audited, and he realized what a subhuman, whatever they call them, black souls, or I can't even.
Yeah,
and then, I'm not going to get into it.
Right.
I'm not
gonna get into yeah, it. We shouldn't talk about it anymore because this might not be recording.
Yeah, I have to go on vacation again. I don't have a lot of time to do this. Speaking of vacation, of course, we're taking a vacation, Northeast Florida, and that hurricane looks like it's just going to...
Heading straight there.
I mean, it's really going to hit on the other coast, but then it's going to roll over... And Florida is so thin that it doesn't matter where the hurricane hits, the entire state gets damaged. And so now I'm bummed out because I thought I was going to get a nice vacation for my birthday, but I guess I'm not going to get it. And by nice vacation, I mean a shitty condo on the on the bad side of the island. I'm not even sure we're anywhere near the beach. Maybe I shouldn't worry too much.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
Is 55 miles inland considered beach? I'm not sure. But I'll tell you what, the Airbnb
beach
was cheap.
Vicinity.
And we had
You're doing Airbnb again? No. After your trip to Spain?
Yeah, we had an option to do Airbnb for about 15% less, or we could do townhouses, because again, we have a big group, townhouses that are managed by the local hotel, by the local resort.
Yes.
Right? So what we
did... I think I saw those.
Yeah.
When I went to this place. Yeah.
So we decided that we were just going to...
Good choice.
...splurge. And because the other thing is they give you... You have the room service. Like you can get room service to the townhouse
from
where
the
you're
hotel.
At. From the hotel.
Right.
Which I always think is a plus. Of course, we won't get room service because my kids, you know, everyone's just going to buy groceries. Whatever. Anyway, my another vacation ruined by a hurricane. This is like the fifth time we've been down there in 4 years.
Your birthday's in the middle of hurricane season.
I know. And every time we go down, there is a fucking hurricane, or there was just a fucking hurricane, or a fucking hurricane's about to come. Can't the hurricane stop for a minute just so we can go to... You know, that hurricane went and destroyed all of Naples, Florida. Remember that huge hurricane?
For sure, yeah.
I got friends that are vacationing down there over the summer. Say it's as beautiful as it's ever been. And I'm like, that's...
I'm going down there for Christmas.
That's why rich people... Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you rich?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, I thought about adding to Palm Beach and the Hamptons. Or Hamptons and the Palm Beach. Hamptons and Palm Beach. I was thinking about adding Naples, Florida to there because it is incredibly wealthy down there.
It is.
So when I got the report back that, oh, no, it's great. They're sending pictures. It was just beautiful, pristine beaches. You know, resorts are all in high style and everyone's packing in everywhere. I thought to myself, this is when you have money, you get paid attention to immediately.
Right. Exactly.
I guarantee if you go 10 miles inland where the houses aren't $6.5 million for every 1,000 square feet, that you probably have... Absolute destruction still.
Wasn't there something like with Panama City and Daytona, that area a while back?
Yeah, somehow I don't think that people...
I don't think they're still there.
You don't think the high-priced contractors are rushing to Panama City to repair the damage?
I used to go there I was in high school for spring break.
It's just an... You know, I don't have anything against Panama City.
No.
Necessarily.
It's actually really pretty.
It is. The beaches are gorgeous. But, Destin, Daytona, Panama City.
It's just a different scene.
It's a different flavor.
Yeah.
When you go to like the Northeast Florida beaches, you know, like New Smyrna Beach or Fernandina or whatever, when you go to those kind of beaches, they're pristine, quiet, and there's not a roller coaster or a slingshot within eyesight. When you go to Panama City or Daytona, you can't walk 13 feet without a NASCAR museum, a slingshot, a roller coaster that used to ride around in a carnival and now has been stapled to the ground.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Wet t-shirt contest. Do you think they still have wet t-shirt contests?
They did when I was there, but this has been years ago now. I mean, it's a perfect place for high school and college people to go to. You just rage.
I told you the one time.
Beer bongs on the beach.
I know. Well, they don't allow that anymore. Panama City has completely cut out public alcohol during spring break.
Oh.
You can't have it.
That's probably smart.
Well, I agree. Listen, I was a kid once too, and I went one time. My dad, we went to Disney World instead of going to Panama City because that's where my father would allow us to go on our own.
And then you would just do drugs when you went there.
Yes, then we just got equally as fucked up, only in Epcot instead of on the slingshot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the one time when I was like, I think I was 16, I had a friend who was a little bit older. He was 18. And he said, let's go down to Panama City. I have a credit card, so I can put it down. We'll get a hotel, and we'll go for like 3 nights. So I thought, wow, this is it. The big one. Everyone's been talking about this. The big one. I am just going to get my dick is going to be so wet the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Literally pussy falling from the sky. It was like a mystery a YouTube video.
Yes.
Pussy is going to be falling from the sky. I don't know. There's going to be so many tits I'm not going to know.
Boobs, everywhere.
I'm not going to know. I'm going to have a contest to see how many nipples I can fit in my mouth at one time. Like, I just thought this was going to be it.
Uh-huh.
But you got to remember, as my friend Paul said, I was still at the age where I scared a pussy. So my dad and I argue about this for 2 weeks. And finally, he's like, fine.
Just go.
Go. And if you're in jail or dead,
don't call me.
Don't call me. And he knew exactly what he was saying, by the way, right? You're not going to be able to call me either way because I'm not answering the phone. So it's like a Thursday night. We head down during the evening time. We get there. Chrissy, our hotel could not have been further from the beach if we were in Montana. I mean, we were so far from the beach, the action. There, pussy was not falling from the sky in my location. It was more like palm fronds and crackheads, but whatever. Okay, we're in this. I don't even know what it
is. Did you make your way over to the action?
We did. So the first night we get there, the guy that I was with, I didn't know very well. He was like in one of my karate classes or something. I don't know.
The older guy at the karate
class. He was a black belt and I was like 22 years later still trying to get my white belt. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't apply myself on anything in the first 36 years of my life. So I didn't know the guy so well, but I knew a couple things. He was shy. He was rather reserved. And that he really was kind of a loser in love. Like, he couldn't find a girlfriend to save his life, but he desperately wanted one. Mm-hmm. But he was like one of those guys who just tried too hard.
Yeah.
That he was so shy. He had zero game. Mm-hmm. Zero. So I knew I was going to have to be the one that was going to have to lead the charge. So we get there.
It's just the two of you.
It's just the two of us. It's two guys in a Super 8 on I-75, 26 miles from Panama City Beach. But he's got the car. So we get there, we drop our stuff. It's like 8:30 p.m. And I'm like, listen, I heard about this place called Club La Vila.
Oh, yes. I spent a lot of time there.
And everybody had told me that had gone to Panama City.
Wild.
Club La Vila is wild. Drugs, dancing.
That was the wet t-shirt called, because they had a big pool.
They had a huge pool.
In the middle of the club. Yeah.
And if Bush wasn't playing their new, number one hit on top of that pool, then you'd be likely to get, remember that?
Yes.
The MTV Spring Break was in Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I think this was like a couple of years after that had happened. But I'm like, listen, I think his name was David. David, let's go to Club La Vila. Let's just go. He's like, you're not even 18. You're not going to get in. And I'm like, but I don't think it really matters that I'm not 18 because I think everybody gets in if we just grease the doorman a little bit. So we go to, so I convince him, we get dressed, we go to Club La Vila.
Did you wear Dracar Noir?
I had so much Dracar Noir on. I think it's the only reason I got into the club because the guy was like, I don't want to smell you anymore, man.
Go in.
And I forgot how I did it. I think I did grease the wheel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we got in. And, or maybe they had like a, maybe you just had to wear a wristband or something if you were 18 and over, 18 and under, whatever it was at the time. So we get in, somehow we managed to get a couple beers. I'm not really sure, but there is no wet t-shirt contest that night because it is pouring down rain. So now everybody's kind of inside building, but there is so much action going on all around. And
everywhere.
I had never been to like a real big club. And if I had never been to a real big club and I'm just trying to hold my shit together, this kid was terrified. He was terrified. So I see these two girls standing at the bar and I'm like, hey, let me go up there and let's buy him a drink. That's the way you do it. You buy him a drink and then they'll be talking to you. I go, he goes, okay, yeah. So I said, okay, just come behind me. And I'm like, hey ladies, can I buy you a drink? You know?
Sure.
What are you drinking?
I'm going to have two margaritas, a beer, and a gin and tonic.
A Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, a Long Island iced tea.
And I'm like, okay, excuse me. Can I get a beer, two Long Island iced teas, three margaritas, a Bud Light, and what do you want?
Oh, I'll take a six-pack of Heineken, and I'll also take two margaritas, a Long Island, and a sex on the nipple.
And I'm like, okay, sex on the nipple shots all around, six-pack of Bud Light, whatever I say, right? I just racked up a $100 bill. No shit. So
thank God you had that credit card.
These girls, well, his credit card.
Right.
I was taking the cash out of my Pizza Hut money or whatever. So these girls order multiple drinks and I pay for them. And the whole time I'm focusing on the bartender because I don't really know what to say to the girls. And they're kind of talking to each other. And my friend just kind of sticks his nose in the middle of their conversation. And he's like, well, my name's David. And they're like,
oh, yeah, nice to meet you, David.
Talking to themselves. Bartender, oh, it'll be $100. Give them the $100, tip. And I'm like, give them another 10, right? I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea.
You got to start somewhere.
So I start talking. You got to start somewhere. You got to start in the negative sometimes, Brian. So we aren't talking to these girls 1 minute after these drinks come, and up come a crowd of gentlemen, three or four guys. And the girls are like, look, I got you a margarita. I got you three Bud Lights. I got you a Heineken. Thanks, babe. Thanks, babe.
They These were guys, the bait.
Oh, they were the bait. They were Florida chuds, dude, all the way. We're talking like who cut the sleeves out, hats backwards, the whole nine yards, right? Board shorts, the whole tattoos. Tattoos? Who had tattoos? So this whole thing goes completely sideways. I just blew $110 and we didn't even have one conversation with these girls. And so my friend was, I know my friend could not take it. I was like, it's okay, it's okay. I don't know how, and I don't know how, and I don't know when, and I don't know where, but somehow David found out about a party at a hotel down
hotel
the street.
Parties.
So we leave Club La Vila, we puppy dog our way to this, you know, like sniffing around, asking people where the party is.
I'm picturing those parties that I went to because I remember those. And it was, you know, a small room with like some kind of polyester floral bedspread on it.
Like, Chrissy's telling the story as if she was there.
It's yes. the same.
Yes.
Some little desk over in the corner, the mirror yes. ripped out.
Only when trash. We showed up to this motel, which was like motel balconies facing the parking lot kind uh-huh. of motel, right? When we showed up to the motel, which I'm pretty sure was like a motel too, when we get there, the average age of the person in the room is like 47 years old, Chrissy. They are so old and we are so intimidated and there is so much dick in the room. I'm just like, I don't know what to do here, dude. We scattered and we left. And for the next two nights, we got so scared about our first night at Panama City that we had been rejected, sent to a party where old people were hanging, where the dads were watching their daughters or something. I don't know. And completely sopping wet because we walked from Club La Vila to the motel in the pouring rain because of all the traffic on the road. We got so scared that we ended up doing whippets and eating pizza for the rest of our time down there. We left a day early. We were supposed Aww. To go for three nights. We went for two. And I convinced this guy to drive to some head shop 60 miles away to get whippets. We had whippets, pizza, and no pussy because I was scared of pussy. Still at the age where I'm scared of pussy.
Oh, my God. And I was actually because we just moved recently. So I was looking through pictures, old pictures. And God. I mean, that's when you actually took your film to the store and had it developed.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then I was so proud. Remember, I was in high school and I was putting together like my photo albums and stuff. I came across some of these photo albums. I'm horrified at what I'm wearing. I'm wearing nothing. Nothing. I can't believe
you're wearing nothing.
I mean, the shortest shorts ever, crop tops, the whole thing. Although I guess that's not that different now. I see kids wearing that now too. But anyways, I was just horrified at what I was wearing. Like, oh, we shouldn't have been walking around like that.
I know. I was out in Denver. And we're in this huge hotel resort for this conference, a podcast conference, which we'll talk more about in a couple episodes. But I go down to the pool. And the pool is like one of those really nice pools with multiple water slides and the lazy river and the cabanas and the whole nine yards. And I go there and it's the middle of the afternoon. It's 117 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crazy sweltering hot. So the pool is very sparsely attended at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun is at its peak, right? But there are a number of, I would say, I'm going to call them teenage girls, girls in their early 20s, teenage girls, late teenagers. Mm-hmm. And then there's a bunch of older women that are at the pool too. All of them wearing the exact same micro bikini style thing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, please don't ever let my daughter wear one of those. And second of all, please, if my daughter is going to wear one of those, I just hope that she wears it until she's 30 and then she stops wearing it. I mean, be proud and loud. I get it. Absolutely. You know, love your body.
It's going to happen, Brian. I'm just saying it. It happened with our daughters.
I can't do it.
Like,
no, Jesus. There was a time. When I would have walked into the pool like that and been like, fuck yeah.
Of course. You did it at my pool.
I did it at your pool. I think that was the first micro bikini anybody had ever seen in
yeah,
real life.
It really was.
Was that girl wearing the micro bikini that yes. one fateful 4th of July.
As soon as I saw her and what she was wearing, I knew immediately that I would be seeing you next to her.
You knew
point.
Immediately that at some
gonna,
point in the evening
there was
that yeah.
be a conversation.
Oh, did we have a conversation? But I know this is coming with my daughter. And honestly, I guess whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And we're all born with bodies and they're all beautiful in their own special ways.
Yes.
But I don't know.
It just is shocking.
It is shocking. And now I look at it. It is true. When you turn into a father of a daughter, things change real quick. All of a sudden, you just become that guy on the lawn telling everybody to stop running on your grass. You no longer want to eat the grass. You want to protect the grass. You know what I'm saying?
Or smoke the grass.
Yes. Yeah, you're no longer looking to smoke the grass. Now you want to protect the grass. It's a weird confluence of events. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have it any other way because I love my daughters, but I'm just now.
And your grass.
And my grass.
That's the thing, you know, when you really blow it out, I think like we did, we took advantage to the max.
We did.
And now it's, you know, it's a different era.
It's time to retire and let the other kids, let the young ones, yeah. Yes. Let the young, hot, tot bodies do their thing and
exactly.
We'll sit back and say, wow, that it was fun when that, I remember. I never thought it would end.
No,
I thought the string bikini girl would be in my life forever. And when I say string bikini, I mean no bikini. She basically had something covering her clitoris. That was it. But, you know, listen, we had fun. We did it. And we still have great times to come.
We do.
It's just different for us now.
Right. Now we're looking forward to the retirement.
Yeah. Now I'm looking for...
Which one? We're going to go to the villages.
The villages. Yeah. I used to look forward to Labor Day as like, you know, day off. I'm going to go to the pool. I'm going to get wrecked and try and wake up for my shift at 10:30 in the morning the next day. Now I look at Labor Day as like a day to get my taxes done.
Right, you get a little extra time now.
I look at Labor Day as a day when I'm going to have to watch the kids because Astrid needs a day off. I'm just busy in a different way now. Oh, God. Astrid hates me. But you know what? What are you going to
do? Well, I hope, but taking it all the way back to Florida, I hope that you have a nice, I hope that things don't go too bad.
Yeah, I hope so, too,
I think it's actually supposed to clear up by the time you guys leave.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on what gets wrecked in the meantime.
Yeah,
because a couple days ago, it was like, oh, tropical depression coming through. And that was like Category 4 hurricane.
I did see that.
They all blow up into Category 4s now, or 5s. It's unbelievable. We got to do something. I'm not sure there's anything we can't do.
I don't know if it's already started and we can't stop it now.
Do you know what one of the most popular pool services is in Denver, Phoenix, and some Palm Springs in California and some other places?
The most popular pool service?
Pool type of service. A servicing of the pool. I mean,
like a bartender?
Well,
drinks?
A bartender, I'm sure, is very popular, too. But most people don't have a bartender to show. You know, they don't pay a bartender to show up. They have a kitchen where they make their glass. The most popular right now pool service is actual ice companies dropping 3.5 by 3.5 cubed ice, huge ice cubes into the pool before you go swimming in it.
That's crazy.
I
saw this on the Housewives of Dubai.
They
have ice brought to their pool.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so I've seen this. But also, too, on a separate note about ice, have you noticed that like gourmet ice is now like this big new thing? Did you read about that?
Yeah, gourmet ice.
I'm like, wow.
But I do have to give them this. The ice chips.
The nuggets.
The ice chips. The nuggets. Yeah.
Nuggets.
The ice pellets. Mm. Oh, my God. If I had an ice pellet machine in my house. But they're horribly expensive.
Yeah.
It's apparently expensive to make that stuff. I don't know why. I think it seems like it's just a ripoff. But Chick-fil-A and there's a few others that serve ice like that. And it is delicious and it is fun to eat. But this gourmet ice, I see this. Like at one of the bars I was at in Denver, they had the super glass ice, the ice balls.
The sphere?
Yeah, the sphere, but it's glass. You can just see right through it. And I'm like, how do they get it that clear and that round? I just don't understand. And she said there was a machine that in the back that made it. And it was a horribly expensive machine. Because it takes, there's a lot of science or something that goes into it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I have the molds that are like the big, large, square.
Round? Oh, square ones?
The square ones for like whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey.
You know, that kind of thing. But I haven't ventured into other territory.
The way it chips off or the way it melts the whiskey or the whatever the cognac or whatever the fuck you're drinking. I just like, sir, would you like 2 testicle cubes? Directly into your whiskey. I have frozen my testicles before you came to the bar, and I'd now like to dip them in your whiskey. It's all the rage, sir. No, my pants are around my ankles for a reason. It's our new ice machine. It swirls ice cold water around my nuts until we have nutsicles.
Oh my God.
If you'd like, I can carry your drink to your table, sir. Just dragging along a cup with your balls in it.
Yeah, it's that shape, though.
Hey! Hey! Barkeep! Over here! Yeah, yeah, no, I need your balls. What kind of establishment is this? My drink's getting warm. Yeah, yeah, just dip them right in. This is my new buddy, David. David likes to dip his balls in my whiskey.
Gives it a certain flavor.
Yes. So, welcome to Shalala. We have the new whale penis ice cubes, if you'd like. It's in the shape of a whale penis. It's about 3 feet long. And if you'd like, we'd pour some Baileys down it right into your throat. Right into your gullet.
Oh, my God. I'm picturing it now. That's funny. Oh.
Would you like some pizzle pee in your mouth? No?
Pizzle.
It's Mountain Dew. I tell you the time that my ex-wife and I, we just met. And it was my little brother's 21st birthday. And so we wanted to really throw him a rager. I was living in a rented house. I wanted to throw him a rager. So we got
the big one.
So we got everybody that we knew, probably 100, 110, 25 people. I don't know. And my ex and I went and we hunted down a company that made liquor luges. Do you know what a liquor luge is?
The luge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge block of ice. Or sometimes two
you
or three.
Do shots through them.
Yeah, and they carve out, mm-hmm. you know, either a hole, they bore a hole, or they carve out like a sled, like a slide almost. And then you pour the liquor down one end, and then you open your mouth on the ice on the other end and do these liquor luges. So we got these liquor luge delivered to our house at like, I don't know, 6 o'clock at night. And we started, you know, of course, we tested out a little bit and tested out a little bit.
How did it get delivered?
They literally brought it in a truck.
Okay.
Yeah, they brought it in a truck.
Was it like wrapped somehow?
I think if it was in like a I don't know, like a crate or something like that. Okay. I don't remember, to be honest with you. But it was heavy. It was heavy as shit. We had to put it on a table that we had to reinforce. So this, and it was huge. It was about, I don't know, 4 feet long.
And what about the melting?
Well, it's so big that it doesn't melt very fast.
Right.
They told us we have about 24 hours for it to keep its shape and form in some way, even in the sun, right? But they told us to keep it under a tree or whatever. Yeah. Bring it inside. I'm not going to bring that fucking thing inside. What are you kidding me?
That's what I was wondering.
After, I don't know, let's call it after 9 o'clock of about 30 people in the house. And I started to see exactly what kind of people were putting their tongues and mouth all over the liquor luge. I decided what I had actually done is I had actually conveniently placed a disease spreading device in the middle of my party.
Yes.
And I was telling my ex, I'm like, I don't think this was a good idea. She's like, this is a terrible idea. One person has a cold or strep throat or something, everybody else can have it. Because everybody's putting their tongue
right on it
and taking the mouth. Well, about the time that I say that, I look through the back window, and my dad and my future stepmom are out there doing the liquor.
Your dad was?
My dad was.
Oh, my God. I can't picture that.
I can't picture it either. It's like the first time I'd ever seen my dad having fun. Mainly because he was raising four boys. I understand
and
how miserable that is.
And the last one had just turned 21.
Yeah, that's right. He's partying. It's like, thank God. I did it. They're all still breathing. Doesn't matter anymore. Die tomorrow. I don't give a shit. Right. But don't leave your college student loan debt on me. So my dad and my stepmom are out there doing this. I'm like, oh God, I got to go tell them to stop this. Like, you know, so I kind of conveniently say, hey, listen, there's been a lot of people putting their mouth on that tonight. You might not want to, but they were having fun with it. A couple hours later, my dad and some of the more refined adults leave because I had a stripper show up. Oh, and this stripper was like the kind of stripper you see from an 80s bachelor party movie. You know what I'm saying? Yes, yes. Thick, wearing leather with a whip a chain and a dildo and a big beefy guy from the 80s also who's watching over her because it's a party, you know, the bouncer. And she comes in and I mean, she is just going to town. She is wild as shit. She's like, you know, doing the whole number, like stroking herself with this big dildo, the whole thing. It's a show. She's giving a show. Somehow, some way, somebody thought it was a good idea that she do vagina shots down the liquor luge.
Oh.
Like putting liquor down her belly through her legs and then through the liquor luge. So on each end of the liquor luge, there was syphilis just hanging out. Syphilis from someone's mouth, strep throat from someone's mouth, syphilis from this stripper's vagina. It was disgusting. So the next day, I just looked at that thing and it grossed me out so much. I was like, I got to break it. I got to destroy. Yeah.
Chopping it.
I felt like I was in the last scene of the Avengers. I had to destroy this thing that was creating so much havoc in the world. It took 5 days for that thing to melt fully. I broke it up, but it took 5 days. There were pieces out there. I caught my dog licking it at one point, and I was like, no, no, no. No, that's it. You're not sleeping in the bedroom anymore. You're out.
Sounds like a rager.
It was a rager. It was a rager, and I'd like to think that my brother will never forget it. He probably did the second that he passed out, because there were a couple of people. We had a little basement, like a half basement in this house that we were renting. And I do remember specifically having to take people and spread them out on air mattresses and couches on the floor as they went down. Like, as they got so drunk, they just went out. We were literally stacking them up in this room downstairs.
Like an opium den?
Kind of like an opium den, yeah. Minus any of the good drugs. Yeah. Just with, you know, stripper vag juice all over their faces.
Oh, my God.
I think you got a little herpes right here on the left side of your mouth. Did you do the liquor luge? You did? Oh, thank God I did it before everyone else did. Smartest thing I ever did was try that liquor luge early.
First.
Yeah. with a girl who I knew. Speaking of girls who I knew, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
Mm. As I do like to do. Excuse me. Got a little thirsty there. Hey, you, my podcast friend. I just popped in to say that you are the best part of TCB. And to show our appreciation, we want to give you a free WWFD sticker. It's the What Would Frankie Do sticker you've been asking for. It's number 4 in our series of stickers, and you get one just for being a friend of TCB. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the Contact Us button, tell us you want a sticker, and drop us your physical address. Those FedEx men's will be at your door post-taste. We want to hear from you, your wild and wacky stories, dating disasters, ask TCB questions, and now you can ask Brian's mom for terrible advice. Hey, I learned my terrible advice-giving skills from someone, and my mom is that person. 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll-free from anywhere in the world is where you can send us your questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas. It's a real live phone line where we actually respond. 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Insta and TCB Podcast on TikTok. And please, do me one more favor. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe to that channel. Morgan does a great job editing the videos to be released on the same day it airs here on the podcast feed. Now let's listen to a word from our sponsors who keep this rambling wreck fueled up and ready to rock. And then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. This episode is sponsored in part by Nutrafol. We just did a Frankie B episode about hair loss and hair thinning and all the crazy things and drama he's going through. But hair thinning is not just a Frankie B problem. It will actually affect over half of us throughout our lifetimes. And it's not only common, it's actually pretty normal. But now we can join thousands of people and Frankie's hair follicles who are standing up for their strands using Nutrafol. I'm actually experiencing a little bit of this on top of my own noggin. And I often wonder, is the stress causing the thinning or is it the other way around? But Nutrafol addresses key root causes through a whole body approach to hair health. And that's why so many people are doing something about their hair thinning and hair loss with Nutrafol. Thinning hair happens to both men and women. And Nutrafol has multiple unique formulas to provide exactly what your body needs to grow hair based on biology, age, and other lifestyle factors. So everyone, it's time to take the first step toward visibly thicker and healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the code TCB. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code TCB. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code TCB. Address your thinning hair at the root cause. Let Nutrafol help you. Nutrafol.com, using the promo code TCB. And thanks to Nutrafol for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. You know, I check this channel frequently because, of course, I have to. Frank Bernardo Frankie B is back with more videos. He seems like he puts them out in pulses.
He does do spurts.
Yeah, he's like, what do they call those stars that the pulsars, the ones that just spin around and start shooting radiation at far ends of the universe randomly? You know, one of the nightmares you have at night about the dying of a horrible pulsar accident. That's like Frankie B. Every once in a while, he spins in our direction and he shoots out a bunch of content. And he's back to tell guys in their 60s how they can get that perfect body in just a short couple of months by following his routine. I'm really interested to hear what his routine is because
he is very insightful.
Anytime I try and transform my body, it takes a lot more than a couple months. I've been working on this for 40 plus years. Still ain't got it.
Well, I'm wondering if it involves his tuna, his infamous tuna deviled egg.
He does have a new recipe, what he eats throughout the day. It's like, we'll get into that one a different time. We'll get into that one. Maybe we'll just do three shows of Frankie B. We'll get into what he eats too. But this one is more specifically about the workout regimen that he has. I'm sure he's going to tell us nothing over the course of the next 10 minutes, but I can't wait to hear. Hey, do you need more income in your life? Would you like to be an entrepreneur?
Two.
C.
Yeah.
He A minus. Around. Yeah.
Well, he's back.
He's back. Oh my God. Look at Frankie.
He's ripped.
He is fucking ripped, this guy. Tattoos, the whole nine yards. He looks like someone straight out of, what was that show? Motorcycle Gangs? Gangs of New York.
Sons of Anarchy?
Sons of Anarchy. He looks like the old crew captain on Sons of Anarchy. All right, here's Frankie talking about his workout regimen. Take it all with a grain of salt.
Gentlemen, in your 60s, and you're ready for a workout routine. Well, kudos. Congratulations to you. It's about time. All right, so now, what exactly is the best workout routine for a man in his 60s? You know, there's a lot of misleading exercise programs out there that say a guy in his 60s must do exercises this way. I got a whole different take on it.
Don't worry about what all the experts say.
Don't worry about all the experts say.
I know.
I'm about to give you five anabolic steroid methods to get your juice back in your jizz. You know what I'm saying, guys? First of all, second of all, look at his hair.
I know.
He's got that little flip on the back of it.
He does.
He looks like,
he's so funny.
He looks like a hacky sacker from the 90s.
And once again, his neck is so red.
It's so red. The veins are all popping out. Yeah, he must do a lot of neck workouts.
I guess.
This, all right? So if you're willing to watch this video and learn what I do at the age of 62 to maintain a lean and healthy body, I would love to share it with you.
Rock it.
Let's rock it.
Why did he get rid of the original rock song? That was the best.
Oh, it was. We had him, that they would follow him around.
Oh, yeah. I know. Why did his intro get better? It should have stayed worse. His hair looks wonderful after that hair transplant.
Yeah.
Do you have to say?
The follicles.
The Frankie's follicles.
And I welcome you to the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo. I built this channel to help guys in their 60s up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. But before we get into the video, if you do...
No! Put me back! I want to go back to the Peachtree Dish. It was so much fun in there. I had friends. I was able to move places and do different things. Now I'm stuck to this jerk-off's head. What the fuck? Put me back! Hey, Frankie, while you're at it, cut me off and throw me away.
Enjoy the video, or if you think it's informational, do me a favor. Give the video a like, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button. So in order to gain muscle quickly, because again, that's the key, because what's not on our side? It's time. We ain't got...
When you lose muscle, do you cut off the muscle and put it in a Peachtree dish? No, you shithead! What the fuck are you doing?
At time. We ain't got 10 years to build muscle. We ain't got 5 years to build muscle. We need to get you the body of your dreams in 2 years. So here's
2 years. 2 years. 2 years.
I was thinking
going to say 2 months. Yeah, that's a lot of commitment right there.
Wow.
Wow. I don't like that kind of commitment. Two years, that's too much. Yeah. If you would have told me you could do it in 4 months, I would have said, well, that's a long time, but I think I could stick with it.
Yeah.
2 months, I would have been great with.
I do, and this is what I feel is going to be your most effective workout at the age of 60. Now, it's my belief and my routine that I work out a particular body part every day. And what I mean is, day one, I'll do biceps. Day two, triceps.
Day three, hair follicles. Stop it, Frankie! Day three, dick massage. Day four, dick massage. Day five, dick massage. God damn it, Frankie. Pay attention to your hair.
A different muscle group every day?
He said triceps one day?
He said biceps? Just no, triceps?
That's it?
Let's just do triceps? Okay. I'm already bored. Between the two-year timeline, just focusing on one muscle at a time. Left tricep Thursday.
Right
quad Sundays.
Day four, shoulders. Day five, back. Day six, legs. And I constantly rotate that. Now, I don't take off any days of the week from working out. So consistency.
Oh, that was a great edit right there. Yeah, what was that? Yeah.
And hard work, especially at our age, that's what's going to get you the results, and that's what's going to get you.
I'm thinking about the one day tricep. Like, how long do you work?
Well, he says he spends up to 2 hours in the gym every day.
Things aren't making sense here because, yeah.
How do you do one muscle for 2 hours?
That doesn't seem right.
No, that doesn't seem right. That's like when I hear those people talking about how they had sex for 7 hours in a row. You can't work a muscle out for that long.
Muscle. And the reason why I work a particular body part each day, because the name of the game in building muscle is to tax that individual muscle group as hard as you can. And when you tax that...
When you rip and tear, all the ripping, all the tearing, when you rip and you tear that muscle, you're certain to do permanent nerve damage that cannot be reversed. However, you'll have a nice little tricep.
Swole.
Speaking of biceps and triceps, does he have an anaconda tattooed?
He does.
Why would you put an anaconda on your arm?
He's strong.
You think he's a snake handler? Yeah. Or is he trying to show the girls how big his dick is?
Yeah.
Muscle, you actually force it to grow. Now, there's a lot of trainers out there that will immediately put guys in their 60s in circuit training. And circuit training is when you're working your arms for a couple of sets, your triceps, your back, you're running to another machine, you're doing a couple of leg lifts, you know, then you're going to do a couple of shoulder presses. Listen, if you do that routine, you're never going to gain muscle. Never. Because you're not taxing the muscle hard enough. And if you have been a guy and you've been doing circuit training and you're not getting...
You got to literally punch your penis for hours on end. Make it bigger. You got to tax that dick. What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know. He's talking a lot about triceps too.
Yeah. First of all, second of all, I don't think this is true that you just have to work one muscle per day. And tax it as hard as it could go.
And results? Well, there's a reason why. And that reason is exactly what I'm telling you. You got to work and punish that muscle. So again.
Punish that muscle.
Jesus. Ricky.
Sounds like a girl I used to date. You got to punish that muscle.
Try a particular body part each and every day. Do four different exercises and do four sets within that exercise. By the end of that routine, all right, your muscle
routine.
By the end of that routine, and by the end of 2 years,
yes,
you then will have built muscle.
Within a short 64 months. Listen, it may take you a little less time to pay off your new car, but I'm telling you, it's worth the wait. If I'm 62, I don't have 2 years to wait.
No.
I got to get out on the street. I'm not at that. I'm still at the age where I'm scared of pussy. I got to go try things out. You know what I'm saying?
Muscles are going to be forced to grow. And this is what I do to incorporate abs. Now, I said incorporate.
It's hard to keep myself focused on his face. I keep looking at his arms. I don't know why. There's something like
mesmerizing,
but artificial. Yes. I feel like there's AI involved somehow. Is there a green screen somewhere I'm not seeing?
Circuit training. But what I'm going to tell you to do right now, it's not the same. So in between each one, we're going to talk about biceps right now. So instead of sitting there resting, looking around.
Does he look like a woman a little bit in this video? Does he look like Susie Homemaker? Doesn't he look a little bit like a house mom from the 50s?
Why does the tattoo?
With the bob on the bottom of his hair?
The hairstyle.
Yes.
I'm looking at the girls, looking in the mirror. Okay, do yourself a favor. Run to the ab machine and start incorporating an ab routine. So you're going to do a bicep set. You're going to drop the weights. You're going to run and you're going to.
Doesn't matter.
You're going to run.
You're going to throw the weights in the direction of the person next to you. You're going to run out the door. You're going to get in your car. You're going to go as fast as you can, no matter what kind of lights are behind you.
Do a set of abs. So your arms are resting while you're doing your ab routine. And then when you're doing your arms, your abs are resting while you're doing your arms. Now, what this routine is going to force you to do.
I'm not sure this is any different than anyone would tell you to do in the first place, except for work out one muscle at a time. I think a muscle group is okay.
Yeah.
And isn't that what you're supposed to do? Work out hard for 5 minutes, let it rest. Work out hard for five minutes, let it rest for 5 minutes.
Okay, it's going to force you to...
I do the 5x5x5. 5 cigarettes by 5 text messages.
5
followed,
drinks.
Yeah, followed by $5 in the coffee and donut machine.
5x5x5.
That's right. Do 5 single reps of the lightest weight you can possibly do, and then do it again. Go, this is a circuit training. That's what I like.
Burn calories because you're not sitting around. You're not sitting around standing in between sets.
You're not sitting around standing.
Now, is this going to be exhausting for you? Yes, but you got to give it time. It's going to be difficult in the beginning. And the one thing you can't do is quit and give up on it. Just because you go home tired after that routine, that's part of it. All right.
No. You're asking way too much, Frankie. I thought this was going to be a quick and easy. I thought you were a big fan of needles and Botox and scraping your face. I thought we were going to get like some helpful advice, like, here's my anabolic steroid dealer in Mexico.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I thought that he was selling the salon suite.
Yeah, the salon suite was going to help me out. Get me buff real quick. This is 2 year, 5x5x7 shit. Standing while you're sitting while you're standing. Don't look at the girl next to you. I don't know what to do anymore.
You know, you're going to do all these hard and strenuous exercises and feel good immediately after the workout. That's not going to happen. Even the next morning, you're going to get up and say, oh, my God, I'm sore. It's like, sore is good. That means you actually worked out that muscle, all right? You actually did it. If you're doing that circuit training, you're not going to be sore because you're not taxing the muscle. So try that routine because...
You know, cocaine...
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not true, first of all. Second of all, cocaine works the same way. I do a long night of cocaine, I'll wake up sore all over the place. I've been working
doesn't
out those
mean it's not working.
Yeah, those paranoid muscles. Check the window, get
your
down
jaw.
On the floor. Yeah. I was talking to someone at the conference and they were telling me about a party that had happened a couple of years ago at one of these conferences, and how there was the girl who was telling me this story was like is like a assistant of a well-known podcaster.
Okay.
And she was following the well-known podcaster and a couple of other well-known podcasters around as they partied, just to be like the sober person. You know, that's her job.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be sober. So she ends up in a room in the middle of the night with, like, you know, however much cocaine, and they're all doing it. And she said, everybody looked perfectly normal, but they kept asking me how terrible they looked. Like, are my eyes, you know, is my nose bleeding? Are my eyes too big? Do I seem like a paranoid? She was like, they all look perfectly fine, but they just couldn't stop asking. And I thought to myself, that encapsulates cocaine to a T.
Yep.
That's what's actually going to build you muscle and going to trim your waistline. Now, if you think that just doing a good ab routine, and I suggest doing the abs every other day, okay? Don't do them every day. Do them every other day, because you got to give those abs a chance to rest. Just like when you do your biceps, you're actually giving them 5 days to rest. But, you know, when you do that...
5 days? I don't know. This all seems pretty antithetical to what I've heard. Some of it sounds pretty commonplace, like make sure you do reps as hard as you can go. Okay, I got that part. I've been in the gym before. I know how it goes. Not very often, but I've been in the gym before. And then some of it sounds antithetical.
Yeah, I thought it was like arms.
Yeah.
Every other day, legs every other day, or something like that. At least maybe every 3 days.
Arms, back, legs, stomach. Yeah. Arms, back, legs, stomach. Something along those lines. Don't ask me. I'm not a trainer. But either is he. So there you go. I don't think he's giving any groundbreaking. Again, Frankie is giving us nothing to work with here. Yes. Let your arms rest for 7 days, and on the seventh day, his arms rested?
Ab workout, you know, if you think that that's going to trim your waistline, again, you're kind of sadly mistaken. It's going to build the muscle underneath your waistline. All right, but what's going to trim your waistline? Obviously, it's going to be good, healthy eating. So along with my program and what I do, I eat healthy. I'm not going to call it a diet. It's not a diet. Diets don't work. It's good, clean, healthy eating.
Tuna.
Put the sugar.
Tuna, eggs, mayonnaise, avocado, chia seeds, hemp necklaces, pussy. These are the things that are on my diet.
Away, very, very light on the carbs. You can incorporate carbs, but that's a video, you know, for another day. And I actually will.
Can't wait, Frankie. I can't wait.
How to incorporate carbs.
Yeah, how to incorporate carbs. I can't wait for you to read me a page off the Nutrisystem's website.
Put that on. How I eat and train. It has to be a good combo. It's got to be cohesiveness, harmony. You know, you can't, you know, work out and eat like shit, okay, and expect to get the body of your dreams. You have to do.
Says every other heavyweight bodybuilder ever.
Anybody knows
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Who's getting motivation from this? Wow. That's a lot of common sense, Frankie. Thanks.
Both. But in order to do both, okay, it all starts right here. All right, right here. You got to go into this routine with an open mind and expect, you know, that, yes, it is going to be difficult in the beginning and many of you are going to want to quit, but only the strong are going to survive. Cardio.
Yes, because when you're on your deathbed, you will say, damn, it only worked out that tricep one more day.
If I only had tuna eggs this morning, I wouldn't have had this massive coronary. If I only put barbed wire in my face, I could have lived one more day. No!
What do I do for cardio? Cardio, I'll do 1 mile a day, all right? Because I burnt so many calories, all right? And I'm building my...
Wait, you're running for ripped. 6 minutes at a time? Getting ripped. I literally do 1 mile a day.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And after 25.6 days, I did a marathon. You see how that works? Or is it 23.2? Can't remember.
So doing that routine, you don't need a lot of cardio. 1 mile is sufficient. And I do that every day. Now, there's a lot of you guys out there that go, oh, no, the only way to lose weight is cardio, 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 and then go work out with some weights for a little bit. Guys, that's the worst thing that you can do. If you do a lot of cardio, yeah, you're going to lose weight. But you know where you're going to lose weight? You're going to lose it in your arms. You're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Butts,
you're going
to
lose it in your balls, in your butt, in your knees. Who doesn't want a little extra knee fat, guys? I don't know. Cardio seems like a pretty good way to lose weight, but you do have to keep up with the training. I do agree with them there. Mm. Yeah. Look at me.
It's a combo.
Somebody said I look like a long-distance runner now. And I'm like, that's not a compliment. I look like an old long distance runner.
Hey, we need to get
minus
you in,
the long distance running part.
Get you in on Frankie's program.
Hey, listen, I'm paying attention, or not. I lost him after minute one.
In your face, you're gonna look gone. You're never ever gonna lose that weight in the midsection. That's what we call skinny fat. You're skinny everywhere else, but you're fat in the midsection. What burns fat? Testosterone. Now, guys, our age, we don't have a lot of testosterone.
Here we go. Here it comes with the, yeah, here, yeah. Uh-huh. Tell me about the drugs, Frankie. That's what I know. Shortcut.
That's what you wanted.
Shortcut. I want to get a body in six days. Shortcut. 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 I'd keep on doing it, but I'm too lazy. Tell me about the shortcut.
Levels are way down. What builds testosterone? Muscle. Okay? What builds muscle? Heavy, serious.
Anabolic steroids. I hope that's the next words.
Waste. Okay? That's how you're gonna burn body fat. In fact, all you guys that are doing cardio, do you know what you're doing to your testosterone? You are actually suppressing it. It's a known fact. It's a fact that excessive
amount. It's a known fact. It's a fact. As opposed to the known fact that's not a fact.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
The known fact that's not a fact.
Just cross-checking.
Ounce of cardio will actually suppress your testosterone. Guys, without testosterone, you're dying a slow death. Your skin is...
Damn. Shit. All you runners out there.
Well, tell me where to get some testosterone. That's what I want to know.
Gagging, your bones are getting frail, your heart is weak, you lose collagen, okay? This is why
we... You are dead. You're like Nico, just walking around, the ghost dog, just walking around, almost dead.
Training is so good, especially for guys.
Especially.
Yeah. In their 60s, because everything is going south, all right? And if you don't stop it, it's going to progress. So that's what I do each and every day. And I feel, you know, at my age, I've got the best possible body that I can get, but I'm always striving and pushing for more. And that's what you got to do. Once you get into the routine that I'm telling you, you're going to start seeing those results.
There was no routine. You didn't. Routine.
Yeah, you're just giving me a bunch of work that I really don't want, Frankie, to be honest with you. You're I don't know.
There was no routine. It was work out your try. You didn't say what to do.
Yeah.
You didn't say how to do it. I don't know.
How many videos do you think we've done to Frankie? 20, 25, 30, something like that, right? Over the course of this show. Of the 400 shows we've done, probably 30 of them are Frankie videos. I don't think we've ever learned one valuable thing from any of them except stay away from Frankie's advice. I think that's the only thing that we learned. Hey, speaking of Nico, we brought Nico Nico the ghost dog. We got his body back. We got his body back from the ceramicist. The ceramicist.
Instead of petrified wood, he's ceramic.
Oh, poor Nico. Yeah. He's going to sit right here next to the Dracar Noir.
I found a little dog, a ceramic dog that has wings on it.
Yeah, it looks like Nico. So we're just going to pretend his ashes are in there. Treat him with some respect.
Yeah.
You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and check it out. Right next to our bottle of unused, real, from the 90s, Dracar Noir. It smells. Oh, yeah, smell it.
Oh.
It takes you back, doesn't it?
Take you back.
Takes you back to Club La Vila, 1998. I was probably wearing patchouli back then. But anyway, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. More information about Chrissy and I all over the site. It's a brand new website. Lots of people have been talking about it. Thank you very much for all the kind words on the new website, all the audio, all the video. Most importantly, go get your What Would Frankie Do sticker. They're limited in numbers, and we've already sent out a ton of them. So if you want them, you must go now. TCBpodcast.com. Hit the Contact Us button. Drop down menu. Tell us you want that sticker. Send us your physical address. We'll send it off to you. Thanks for all of the kind reviews on Apple and all the other places we're seeing them. We love you so much. 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, or ask Brian's mom. You can send them all there. We'd also like to know which dive bar you would like to see Chrissy and I appear at. We've already gotten a few responses. We'd love some more. So if you have a dive bar in your local hometown you'd like us to appear at, let us know so that maybe we can plan it for next year. Probably won't, but maybe will. Who knows? At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. We'll go to one. We'll go to one. Please follow us on YouTube. We certainly would appreciate it. Get to 5,000 before the end of the year. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
But I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.